The learning of the Dvar Torah is a zchus Reb Shalom Mordechai HaLevi ben Rivka pergula kroiva min hameitzar el hamerchav. This week we will discuss inyanim of Chanukah. One Chanukah, a group of chassidim traveled to see the Chayza of Lublin. One of them handed the Rebbe a pan on which was written his friend's name, and when the tzaddik looked at the note, he spat. Later the same evening, the chassid decided to try giving the note again. This time, as soon as the tzaddik saw it, he said, "This man illuminates all the worlds." He then added, "When I first saw the pan, that man was playing cards. This time he is lighting his menorah." Once, some chassidim of the tzaddik Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev were speaking, when suddenly the tzaddik approached them and asked what they were discussing. Having been involved in idol talk, they were embarrassed to divulge the subject. When the Rebbe asked again, they were compelled to reveal that they had been speaking of the wealth of a certain poritz who would indulge in everything he wished. This was to the extent that when he decided to sled in the summer, he had his servants cover a field with mounds of sugar. Hearing this, the tzaddik asked, "Does he light Chanukah licht?" Surprised, the chassidim replied that he does not, and he probably does not even know what Chanukah is. To this, Reb Levi Yitzchak responded, "If he does not light Chanukah licht, then he does not have any true enjoyment in this world." After kindling the Chanukah licht, the Rebbe Rashab would sit near them for half an hour and learn, at a slight distance, not to benefit from its light. He would learn Gemara wherever he was holding in his learning of Shas. This is related to the special connection of Torah to light, and is a lesson for every person to increase in learning during the days of Chanukah. There is a minhag to give Chanukah geld to children, and the Rebbe Rashab would do this on the fourth or fifth night. The Rebbe once noted that the main reason of this minhag is to enable the children to give tzedakah, for what else does a child need money for? Since the primary nes of Chanukah was a ruchniyistika one, getting rid of the Yevanim's decrees against observing Giddishkeit and offering karbanis, we commemorate it in a ruchniyistika way by saying Hallel and praising Hashem. However, it is also customary to increase in Suddas during Chanukah to remember the nes of winning the war and to commemorate the completion of the Mishkan on Chafei Kislev. During these Suddas, one should sing praise to Hashem about the nisim that he did, thus making it a Suddas mitzvah. It was customary for the Tzemach Tzedek, as it had been for the Alter Rebbe and the Mittler Rebbe, to have a gathering on one of the evenings of Chanukah with his family, including his daughters-in-law. This was called Latke's Ovent, Latke's Evening. At this gathering, the Rebbeim would tell stories, some of which were repeated year after year. The Rebbe Rashab would also set aside time during Chanukah to speak to the children. When Rabbi Cheskel of Shineveh, the son of the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz, was a young boy, he was fatally injured when a loaded wagon ran him over. His father, Reb Chaim, contacted many tzaddikim to daven for his well-being. When the tzaddik Reb Naftali of Rapshis heard of the boy's predicament, he sent some leftover Chanukah oil to smear on the boy. Rabbi Cheskel later recalled that when the oil was smeared on his body, he felt his body return to its normal form and he regained his health. In the household of the tzaddik Reb David of Tolna, Hadlokas HaNeiris was a special event. With much excitement, his chassidim would gather in his house, taking part in the lighting of the tzaddik's menorah, which was made of gold and was an elaborate piece of artistic craftsmanship. One year, on the first night of Chanukah, when the tzaddik was ready to light the menorah, he turned to one of his chassidim and said, "Your wife is short, isn't she? When you want to speak to her, what do? Do you bend over towards her, or does she raise herself up to your height?" Without waiting for an answer, he recited the brachas and lit the menorah. Needless to say, the chassid and all those present were very puzzled. During this time, Reb David's great-nephew, the tzaddik Mordechai Dov of Horenstipel, was staying at his home, and seeing the confusion of the chassidim, he explained, "The Gemara says the Shekhinah does not descend lower than 10 tefachim from the ground. However, there is an exception to this rule, for the Chanukah menorah is ideally required to be lower than 10 tefachim and brings the Shekhinah itself here below." Reb Mordechai concluded by quoting from the Arizal that this is the deeper meaning of the Gemara's words, "If your wife is short, you should bend over and whisper to her." The following evening, at the time of Hadlokas HaNeiris, Reb David again made some puzzling comment to one of his chassidim. Immediately, though he had not been told of the previous night's explanation, he turned to Reb Mordechai and said, "This time you will not understand as you did yesterday." There was once a man whose mind was severely troubled by constant thoughts of Kfira and Avodah Zarah. In search of a remedy, he went to a certain tzaddik but was told, "I cannot help you, young man. I would advise you, however, to pay a visit to the tzaddik Reb Shlema of Karlin and he will help you." The man promptly traveled to Reb Shloimeh, and upon reaching his home, he found the tzaddik reciting psukim from Tehillim, as was his minhag to do while lighting the menorah. When the tzaddik came to the pasuk, "Vayifrekenu mitzareinu ki la'ilam chastoi," and he delivered us from our oppressors, for his kindness is everlasting, he slapped his visitor on the shoulder and said, "Do you believe that Hashem can deliver a man from every tumah and from every mitzrayim?" For mitzrayim also implies mitzorim, the restraints and limitations suffered by the neshama in a body. At that moment, the man was free from all his disturbing thoughts, and he left a new man. The Rebbe explained that Chanukah is an opportune time to increase in Torah and mitzvahs, being that the nes was related to ruchniyistika matters, the learning of Torah and keeping of mitzvahs. One can especially increase in Yirah Shamayim, for that is the purpose of Torah and mitzvahs, and that was what the Yevanim were particularly opposed to. We must also learn this from the way we increase, lighting an additional candle each night. During Chanukah, one should add in tzedakah and learning Torah. Through the mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah, one merits the light of Torah. The goal of the Yevanim was Lashkicham Torasecha Lahaviram Mechukei Ritzoinecha, to make them forget your Torah and go against the decrees of your will. As the Medrash says that the Yevanim demanded the Eden write that they have no part in Hashem. It was a war against Hashem. Let them study Torah, said the Greeks. Let them practice the mitzvahs, mishpatim, and edus. But they must not mention that the Torah is Hashem's Torah and that the mitzvahs are the decrees of His will. Torah and mitzvahs must be severed from godliness. In the time of the Yevanim, the Avedis of the Eden were befriending and socializing with the Yevanim, studying their culture, desecrating Shabbos and Yom Tov, eating treif, and not observing the Yiddish Tara. The punishment was the spiritual destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, death and slavery in Golus. Through Tshuva and Mesiras Nefesh came the great, godly, wondrous salvation, the miracle of Chanukah. In a sicha, the Rebbe explained how the goal of the Yevanim and the Misyavnim was to remove the separation that exists between Yidden and Goyim and educating children to be similar to the other nations. This is worse than placing decrees regarding Torah and mitzvahs, because the effect remains even after the decree is over. It begins with something small, through lighting up the way for a child with oil that is contaminated with Goyishkeit, claiming that it produces the same light. When one educates children improperly, drawing light from a source which is not Toher, this leads a child to become a Misyavin, Rachmano Litzlan. The lesson from Chanukah is, when lighting up Yiddish homes, one must use only pure Yiddish light, uncontaminated by any Goyishkeit. By doing so with Mesiras Nefesh, not giving in to the majority, who also appear to be stronger, we will be victorious, for Hashem is on our side. In a Sicha to children, the Rebbe spoke of the war of the Yevanim in our times. During the time of Chanukah, the Chashmei Noyim withstood a tremendous challenge, battling a huge, mighty army with Mesiras Nefesh. Today, the Nisyonos are not as difficult, but are of a different nature. The Yetzer Hara comes to a child and tells him to spend his time playing games like others around him, thus causing him to forget to learn Torah. Or he will convince him to eat a candy which others are eating, even though the kashrus of the candy is uncertain. The child must act strongly with Mesiras Nefesh, no matter how exciting or enticing it is, and then he will certainly be victorious. Afreilichen Chanukah!